I guess it's the big transition time from fishing to hunting, at least for my obsessions. This year's, of course, being wet and cold is a fantastic year for fish. Lots of happy anglers out there that I heard from, and nothing like a good couple years of good water to boost our fisheries. Hunting-wise, we kind of started early with our game damage hunts and some supplemental hunts to get elk out of alfalfa that had yet to be harvested. I think there was about 13 in the area, in my district, I guess. And sounds like from the feedback, they all went pretty well. They met the objectives, moved elk off the alfalfa fields, especially the Boulder Valley, Cardwell area, and around Canyon Ferry. Spent some time down in Paradise Valley learning more with a rancher about kind of the dynamic of elk numbers and elk movement down there. It really helped shed some light on the tools that we have at our disposal. You know, of course, the five-week season, general season, is our primary focus. Archers are out in the field in full force, but don't seem to have the same effect of moving elk or harvesting elk. But a lot of people had a strange season with the two winter snowstorms right in the thick of it. Learned a lot about the perceptions from the field, from the both the ranchers and from our biologists in the field, about how some of the tools that we have at our disposal to move elk or to harvest elk are cumbersome, and I think it's something we can address, you know, especially in the season setting process. There's just some things that aren't working that we should think about to make sure all the tools are effective. I was really impressed in my conversations with the biologists and the managers, as expected. I guess that's always been my presumption, but they really do take the time to learn the way the not just elk herds, but their different responsibilities work, and had a lot of great conversations about biology and movement, and I just wanted to plug that. That gave me a lot more confidence in decisions I have to make by listening to the biologists. Two notable retirements. Tim Weiss was a fish technician for me in the fisheries division for many years. I think we started working together in about 1991, and he retired and was a good friend, and we fought like cats and dogs in the field sometimes, but he was my best, you know, one of my best field techs ever. And I just wanted to, you know, he's not here, but publicly thank him for his service. And then I forgot the second one. So, so I guess I'll end it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I will echo what Commissioner Byerth said about big transitions, but mine is summer break to the school year starting. Sort of quiet in Region 6. Just Tuesday, I received a call from the regional headquarters that another CWD case was found in Hunting District 630. I know the Region 6 staff is responding appropriately. Personally, I've been out trying to chase quite a few upland game birds, but birds, the numbers have seemed to be slow or hard to find, but I think it's unfortunately due to the fact that there's still a lot of crop that is setting in the fields in northeastern Montana. It's been a hard harvest so far this year. Seeing a lot in high numbers of deer, and I get comments a lot about the numbers of deer in northeastern Montana, especially mule deer. They're all over the place. Personally, I was fortunate to get an antelope tag, rifle tag, and I did get a fairly decent buck. So if you want to hear stories or see me brag, you can find me during break. Beyond that, several calls about shoulder seasons and then about trapping. So I'll just leave those comments for that time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Microphone, is it working?
couple of meetings ago, we had a fairly interesting session talking about a grazing exchange between the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks on the WMA and the private landowner that has some great winter range habitat. That brought to the fore, I think, groups of sportsmen and women that were very interested in what we were doing. And I think the outcome of that I'd like to talk about today or talk from is that it resulted in a question, I think, that we were all asking ourselves when we got together with the Citizens Advisory Committee and some others, that we need to think about how we're communicating. Are we effective today, and are we doing it in a timely kind of a way and with the type of information that really lets us work comfortably together and disagree when we need to disagree, but not feel like we might have been caught up in something that we didn't know about. Part of the outgrowth of that was the last meeting we had with the CAC and a bunch of other people who were interested in the topics. Was talking about, you know, what are we going to do about the season setting for 2020 and 21? What can we do better there? And that resulted in quite a group of people coming together four times since that last meeting, talking about a lot about shoulder seasons, but a lot about trending and what are we going to look like? Can we back off on the accelerator in terms of some of these things we've got going? And so I think it's turned out to be a really, really good discussion. Lots of good questions and some good points made. And I think probably they'll be reflected, you know, when we look at the tentative regulations from our December meeting. So I think what started out as kind of a wrestling match, you know, turned out to be something I think people came together like we should. So I really feel good about that. And I think the Region 2 people. Had a couple of supplemental game damage hunts, and one in Region 1 and one in Region 2 for white-tailed deer. And I would report on Hunting District 292. You know, I know the one of the landowners there quite well. As a matter of fact, I was in a meeting with him last night. And, they have that early shoulder season there to move elk out of their hay fields when they're trying to get their last cutting done. And I asked him, how'd that go? He said, very, very. Had hunters on my property. They shot four elk, and I've hardly seen them since. You know, and so I think the redistribution objective was pretty well attained there, you know, with a minimal number of elk harvested, you know, but a whole bunch of happy landowners that were able to get their hay crop in without interference from the elk. On that, I did attend a couple of CAC meetings, one in Region 2 on the 29th of August, and another one in October up in Region 1. And, I think that the big topic, you know, when you go up to Region 1, northwestern Montana, now you're talking about CWD, Libby, Montana. And I attended a meeting with a sportsman's club up in that area and the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks people, and again, CWD, and of course the fishing regulations, which are coming out, one of the major topics. So, anyway, I think the regions are doing a good job of in embracing the opportunities to communicate both ways with their CACs and their expanding, you know, the appropriate cases to bring additional people in, but intense, you know, interest in what's going on. So I think that's been good. And, personally, I'm ready to go hunting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I feel like I'm sitting on the floor. This chair does not work, and I'm going to have to get something different in the break. So as the others, I've received a lot of calls on the fisheries, the wolf fur bearers, and the shoulder seasons. So most of those comments I will wait until we get into those areas. But I've got to agree with Commissioner Byorth. I think in regards to the shoulder seasons, the communication and the rules that we put forward need some major changing. Other than that, up in our area, we got a lot of moisture, very few birds, like Logan said in his area, and the mule deer are overrunning us. They're probably back up to the high limits they were 3-4 years ago. You go down the road, and just about all of my neighbors have hit one at night and are having their cars worked on now. So it is a problem up there. And besides that, then, here, the 1st of September, as many of you know, the Wolves of the Rockies had asked the commissioners to go to Gardner, meet with them look at the situation there, the wolf watching, the cottage industries that have sprung up in regards to guiding and whatnot. So Commissioner Colton and I were down there first part of September. We down through Lamar Valley, looked at a number of wolves, and then went on over to Silvergate, where we're probably going to get a petition for no hunting area, and looked at that. Came back, met with different groups that night. It was a very pleasant experience. It also highlighted, which I've known and have been hearing about since my time on the commission, the number of people that come down to watch wolves. There were hundreds of people along the road watching wolves in Lamar Valley while we were down there. So that does happen. Then here last week, I met with FOAM in Great Falls. That had been on the agenda for about a month, and that was the first time I could get there. We had a pleasant conversation, talked about some of their proposals, and since then I think they have submitted a petition. The other thing that I've been getting calls from is, and emails, I think on November 12th there's going to be a hearing in Malta on bison and APR. It seems like when some of the emails that I received, that one of the bison that came out of South Dakota a number of years ago was suspect for brucellosis. And if you look on the sheet, it says suspect, but then in another area, it's handwritten positive. And that bison was still put on the truck, according to the stuff I received, and shipped to Montana. And then another one has tested positive since then, according to the emails that I have received. Now, I have no confirmation from vets or anybody. It's just these some of the official forms that show the testing. So there's supposed to be a hearing, I think, on November 12th, and I think that might be very interesting just to see what is happening there. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I have nothing.
I think everybody kind of summarized what has been going on in terms of activity as commissioners. A lot of discussion with entities related to the Madison River, people engaged in the shoulder season conversation, and then some other regulations that we're evaluating. My hunting tags are much like Mike Tyson in the beginning of his career. They're just simply not getting punched. So I'm trying to remedy that and manage the rest of the stuff. I did attend with Commissioner Stuker the site visit in Yellowstone Park and over into Silvergate and Cook City. We looked at that area there where there's petition for really a no-shooting zone. It's not because of proximity of homes and so forth. And so we did some measure of due diligence. We don't know exactly when a petition will be coming forward on that. That's really all that I have. I'll save. We've got some substantive stuff on the agenda that we've all been working on in between our last meeting in August and this meeting. And so we've got a tight schedule today.